expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody, it's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
What up, family? It's 2013. We are back. This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience your personal soul path. Every Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, we will have some of the most talented people here helping us turn your obstacles into opulence. Blah. So what's going on?
Well, a couple things. Glad to be back. I think for me personally, it's like coming out of the fog of the holiday and just getting back into the groove. I know it's like the 22nd, 21st.
Well, you've been sick.
And I've been sick. So,
yeah.
And so with the kids, but I just feel like I'm finally healthy. It's the sun is shining. So I feel really good today.
Oh, yeah. And folks, don't get it twisted. The healthy part, she's not lying. She's got us all on a program. I don't drink coffee that much anymore. I drink 2 to 3 cups of green tea. I run 3 or 4 times a week. You're looking at a softer, gentler Sean. You're listening to a gentler Sean, a kinder Sean.
One of the other things, you know, everyone's had their favorite teams through the season for football.
Oh, boy.
Now we know who's going to the Super Bowl and who's not going. And
so who are you going for?
I'm going to go for the Ravens. Even though they beat the Broncos, I'm going to go for the Ravens.
Word? Oh, because you're NFC or because you're AFC or what? What is your...
Yeah,
because
I just like the Ravens. That just feels good.
You like Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, I like Ray Lewis. Who are you going to go for?
I really don't know. I just hope that the party that I was invited to has really, really good food because I'm hungry. And that's going to be my cheat day. So they better get ready. Now, if him or his wife is listening, you know what's up. So what else is going on?
Well, I think we should introduce our guest because we got a lot to cover today.
We have an awesome guest. She is somebody that we both admire, somebody we both respect, somebody who we found out was extremely intelligent. And I mean, like, scientifically intelligent. She breaks it down in her new book, The Everyday Psychic. We have with us today Karen Harrison, author, and my favorite word when I associate it with her, alchemist, healer, and owner of Isis Books, Gifts, and Healing Oasis, along with her husband, Jeff Harrison, who's also a great guy, right here in Denver, Colorado. Karen, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so very much. I am delighted to be here.
Word.
Awesome. So, Karen, let's just get started. I want to, if you can, give us a bit of background regarding your experiences with magic and the psychic arts in general.
Well, you know, I was really fortunate when I was growing up in Oklahoma. Every once in a while, you're going to probably hear a y'all out of me, but was born and raised in Tulsa. But I was raised in a family where being psychic and using magical tools and being aware of all the different dimensions and levels of being was just part of the normal everyday thing. You know, I wasn't one of those people who had to overcome my upbringing to try to understand what intuition was all about. That's what we did. In the morning when we got up, we would interpret each other's dreams. We would talk about omens. My mother took me to my first past life regression. My grandmother gave me my first deck of tarot cards, and my great aunt took me to my first seance. So it's in the family.
Oh, you can't lose with that team. You can't lose.
Absolutely.
You were born to do this, Karen.
Yeah. Well, I think all of us are kind of born to do this, though, don't you guys?
Well, you know,
and we're all psychic.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yep.
I think it's really nice, though, that you didn't have to overcome any kind of hang-ups about it. It was just natural. It's just as natural as, you know, your skin care, color, eye color, or hair color. It was just who you are.
Did you just say hair color?
Yeah.
Natural as hair color?
I think, yeah.
Well, so women, you know, having had hair color of different colors at different times throughout my life, you know, let's just say it's as natural as hair.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
I can identify with that. So I want to ask you, when did you get started in actively using your psychic senses?
Oh, probably when I was about 4 or 5 years old in a conscious sort of way. I mean, prior to that, like I said, we talked dreams and all that sort of thing, but it was around that time when, you know, well, you've got young kids, so you know a child's consciousness begins to pay attention to the outside world a little bit more starting about age 4 or 5. Before that time, they're kind of in their own space, in their own head. And so as I would tell my mother, my grandmother, some sort of feeling, some sort of intuition I would have about something, they would encourage me and say, well, you know, let's write that down and let's see what happens. And I want you to pay attention right now to how you feel when that knowledge comes to you so that you'll learn to understand what your body's telling you, too, when you're getting some sort of psychic premonition.
Right. Why do you think, or first of all, let me ask you, what prompted you to write the book, The Everyday Psychic? And secondly, why do you think people are so shy away from it so much?
Well, I think in answer to the first question, you know, of course, my husband and I are the owners of Isis Books, Gifts, and Healing Oasis here in Colorado.
Awesome
so,
story.
Thank you. Every day I talk to people about their psychic ability. We also have psychic people here on staff all the time to help counsel people as well. But it is just a part of my life 24/7. And in talking to a lot of the customers that come to Isis, many of them seem to think that they have to go to somebody else all the time to get psychic information. And what I try to share with them is, sure, you know, when you want an objective view of something, it's a good idea to talk to a psychic, but you can use this intuition all the time in your life every day anyway. So right. I often, you know, do little mini exercises with the customers throughout the day to help them kind of get in touch with that, because I think it's just like seeing, smelling, tasting. It's another sense that we all have and we all should be using.
Right.
But
yeah, right.
I think, you know, sometimes too, in answer to the second part of your question, a lot of them share with me that, yes, they've had dreams that have come true, or yes, they've had these different hunches and stuff that have turned out that's what happened. But when they were growing up, their parents or their peers frowned upon it, made fun of them, or even told them it was evil. And, of course, I try to impart to them that it's not evil at all. It's part of being human.
Right.
That's very true. Like breathing or seeing, or because it's just another sense that just needs to be developed. That's really used, right?
That, totally. You said it.
So I was reading your book, and in chapter one, you began by describing sensing, understanding, and using the flow of energy in psychic work. I wanted to ask you as the author, is this how you began? And if so, is this how you advise others to begin? Or is everyone's path to get to that point different?
Well, of course, we all take different paths to get to the same place. But I think the place that we all end up getting to, whatever sort of psychic tool that we want to use, is the identification of energy patterns and how they work. I mean, because everything on this planet, everything in this universe is made up of energy patterns, right? The movement of protons, neutrons, and so on. It's just energy. And so when you become sensitive to that psychic side of yourself, what you're becoming sensitive to is the way that these energy patterns are flowing, and through that flow, where they are most likely to end up, what type of situation is likely to happen in terms of the question you're asking or what have you. The other thing that I tell people is if everything that you psychically sensed or that a psychic told you came to pass 100% all the time, there would actually be no use to getting a psychic reading because that right. would say it, everything's cast in stone. You cannot change your own destiny. And that's the value, I think, of really tuning in psychically to stuff. If what you're sensing is telling you that the stuff you're doing now, the emotions that you are experiencing now, the actions you're taking now, are all going to, no matter what, lead to this one point, there'd be absolutely no reason to pay attention. But by knowing that, by changing your energy pattern, either by the emotions that you're expressing, the actions that you're taking, whatever it is, you can change your life and your destiny to what you want manifested, not things that are going to be interfering in your own evolution and progress. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Beautiful.
We are going to take a break. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to deep dive more into Karen's background and her book, The Everyday Psychic. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Boom.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
That is what I'm talking about. Somebody knows I'm a fan. Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. I am your host, Sean, and our topic today is the Everyday Psychic with Karen Harrison. Karen, for our listeners, can you go ahead and give your contact information and how the audience can buy your book, visit your store, and maybe even get a reading?
Oh, sure. Now, we are located in Inglewood, Colorado, which is half a block south of the Denver city line. So that is 2775 South Broadway, Inglewood, Colorado, 80113. So if you're local to the Denver metro area, you should definitely come in and visit us. We've got, it's an amazing place. I mean, I know I own it, but it really and truly is. It's kind of like a, I don't know, an extension of myself and my husband. We have staff psychics in 7 days a week. We're helping people all the time. But if you're not in the local area, you can give us a call at 303-761-8627. You can visit our website, which is isisbooks.com. That's isisbooks.com. We have a wonderful website with all kinds of free articles and stuff, and you can also buy all kinds of books, including mine, through that website. You can either call us or order it right there online.
Perfect. Thank you. Before the break, we were Karen was talking and sharing with us her background and why she believes everyone is psychic. So, Karen, can you share with us some of the practical uses of intuition or psychic, the psychic sense?
Well, absolutely. I mean, certainly everybody has experienced it anyway. I mean, in terms of our listeners today, I'm sure they'll identify with some of these examples. You're in a place and you just feel kind of a tingling or some sort of sensation, or you just simply become aware of something around the back of your neck, and this, then you turn around and you see somebody staring at you. So you've been feeling their energy. It's all about energy patterns, as we were talking about earlier. I know a couple of summers ago, I was driving to a picnic. I live kind of in the suburbs, and I was driving into the downtown part of Denver with my child, who was about 4 years old at the time. And the light turned green, and it actually had been green for a couple of seconds. I don't usually just, you know, floor it and go through, because I live in Denver and everybody is crazy
smart.
Here driving.
Right.
But, yeah, but in this particular case, even though it had been fully green for a couple of seconds, I just was hesitant. I would not go. And as soon as I realized that I really need to get on the gas, this car ran a full red light and would have T-boned me on the side of the car where my little baby was sitting. So
right.
I had that sensation of, you know, no, don't do it. So people experience this all the time. They just need to be more sensitive, or maybe quiet their mind down a little bit sometimes. We're all so busy. We're all thinking about stuff. Now we all have to text all the time. We've got to have some earphones in our ears to listen to music all the time. We need to quiet down. We need to center ourselves and be a little bit more quiet so we can hear that inner intuitive voice that is guiding us at all times, because it will let you know when you are in a situation that could possibly be dangerous. It will also, if you're paying attention, sometimes you get an answer to something that has really been bugging you, because you will overhear a snippet of a conversation when you're waiting in line at the grocery store, and that those few words will actually be the answer to something that you have been trying to figure out for yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope that message gets to the right person, because I couldn't agree with him more. I think having some quiet time and being without social media and cell phone and stuff is a beautiful way to reconnect with your inner soul.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And we just keep ourselves so busy that it separates us from our own soul.
Okay. I wanted to ask her a question. I wanted to ask her a question, because the way the book is written, I think this is a valid question. Karen, what are some of the simple ways to start a reading if you're a beginner?
Well, first of all, now you're talking about reading for yourself or reading for somebody else, or either or?
Let's just throw it out there and say somebody else.
Okay. So, first of all, you really need to get yourself in that grounded, centered space I was talking about when I was saying we need to unplug our ears from stuff and quit texting and everything. Take a few long, relaxing breaths and kind of settle down into our bodies. And part of what we're doing when we're doing that is not only centering ourselves, but focusing on and deliberately opening our senses to the energy of the person that we may be reading for. Because what happens during a reading is that you make an energy connection between yourself and the person that you're reading for. And so during that time that you're together, you are very sensitive to the energy patterns that you are receiving from that individual, and that allows you to give them answers, give them information in terms of the concerns that they are sharing with you. But you've got to be in that centered space. You can't be scattered, or you're not going to get anything, or the stuff that you get is going to be pretty much useless.
Well, let me ask you something. How important is it to trust your first intuition when you're in this space?
Well, I think it's really important. However, with one caveat, and that is you want to be sure that you start from that centered space so that that first impression that you get, you know, is actually your first impression and is not a preconceived notion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because one of the one of the things we have to do when we're working with other people, counseling other people psychically, is we have to be completely objective. We cannot bring our own opinions into the matter. We cannot bring our mundane selves into the matter. We have to stay spiritually clear, so we cannot be, you know, prejudge anything. And so that's why that centered space is so important. But once you're at that centered space, then you must speak from the heart. And certainly the very first impression that you get is most likely to be the clearest and the most correct part of the information.
And really remaining kind of that neutral, in that neutral space. You're just the
neutral
vessel. You're not, this information isn't about you. It's about the other person. And that's a gift that you're giving them, is to give them that information, whether it be, you know, very positive, or maybe something that they, a challenge that they need to overcome somehow, and how to say it right, how to say it properly.
That's very true. And she actually talks about that in the book. I remember reading that.
Karen, back to when Sean asked about how do you do a reading for somebody else, is it the same process if you do it for yourself?
It is. And that's why I had said earlier that as long as the reading you're doing for yourself is something that you can be objective for yourself as well. You know, there's some times when we're very emotionally attached to the outcome of the answer. You know, we're afraid, or we really, 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 really want this thing to happen, or what have you. So if you have a lot of emotional stuff around a question, it's best to get a reading from somebody else who will be objective. But for most stuff, I'm going to say that absolutely you can read for yourself. You can use psychic tools such as tarot or pendulum or what have you, or you can move yourself into that centered, quiet, meditative space. What I typically do is I'll get into that centered space and I will ask the question. And it may be something specific, or it could just be, what do I need to be really paying attention to right now for myself? And then I just breathe. And I just stay quiet, and I just continue to relax my body. And sometimes the answer comes, you know, like within 10 seconds, and sometimes I need to stay in that quiet space for 2 or 3 minutes, and sometimes I don't get any answer at all right then. But what happens is, later that night when I go to sleep, I may have a dream that answers that question.
Oh, yeah,
You know, or, you know, I had this funny thing. I will also do that quite a bit when I'm going to drive somewhere, because driving is really kind of an automatic sort of thing to do. I mean, you're paying attention and stuff, but you're in another kind of mindset. So way back in the day, I mean, this is probably 23 years ago, I had been not in any sort of romantic relationship for probably a decade. And So I thought, you know, really, I am getting into that space where I would like to be with a partner again. And so when I got in my car, I said, okay, so I am ready. I'm opening that up to the universe. What is the name of the person that I'm going to end up with? And so I'm driving, you know, and I almost get to my destination when I get the answer. I get a lot of, I hear it audibly inside of my head. And so the answer that I got inside my head was Jeff. And like probably most people might react, I did the same thing. I went, Jeff, I don't know any Jeff. I have a cousin named Jeff. I don't know any Jeff. But within 6 months of that time, I met Jeff, my husband, who I have been married to. It's going to be 21 years next month.
Wow.
Wow.
So, you know, so you just have to be quiet and in a receptive space.
Real quick question before we take a break. When you met him, did that memory come
back?
No,
I didn't know he was the Jeff. You know, because you know him. He's younger than me. I certainly wasn't going to rob a cradle.
Right.
But, you know, I was being a good girl. But it turned out differently now, didn't it?
All right, everybody. This is the Sean and Jen Show, and you're listening to Sean and Jen with our special guest, Karen Harrison, talking about her wonderful book, The Everyday Psychic. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I had a way then.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
smooth. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we are back on the Shauna Jen Show with our special, special guest, Karen Harrison, discussing her new book, The Everyday Psychic. Karen, please, one more time for our listeners, can you give your contact information and how the audience can buy this awesome book, locate your store, and possibly get a reading from you yourself or one of your practitioners?
Sure. We are located at 2775 South Broadway in Inglewood, Colorado, 80113. Our phone number is 303-761-8627. Our website is isisbooks.com. And if somebody needs to email me or something, that email is very easy. It's just Karen Harrison, all one word, at isisbooks.com. But you can come into the store and pick up the book, or you can buy it on the internet, or you can call us and have us send it out to you.
Great. I highly, highly recommend that you get this book. This book is awesome. Which leads to my next question. I was going to ask this before, but we kind of ran out of time. We had a break, so I'm going to ask it now. Can you share the dangers in using psychic senses?
Something
a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, and you know, there's people that come in and ask me about this sometimes. The biggest thing, I think, is if you use your psychic senses, but you don't use your common sense, like I was saying, you can change your destiny. You can change your future by knowing psychically kind of where you're taking yourself. When you ask a question and you say, a good way to phrase a question is, what am I doing now that leads me to the destiny that I want, and what are my challenges? And then when you read that energy objectively, then you really get some very clear guidance about where you're taking yourself. But, and here is where it's good to get somebody else to read for you if you're really emotionally attached to the results of, or the answer to the question. If you really are afraid about the answer, or you really want something to happen, and you read for yourself, you can fool yourself into believing that you know something that you actually have no information about at all, because you're making it up for yourself, either based off of the fear that you have or based off of the great desire that you have. One of the things that is, I think, dangerous for professional psychics is they are usually such incredibly giving, compassionate people that they give 110% of themselves. I mean, you guys read for people, so you know when you are reading for somebody, it is really, really intense work. It is exhausting because you are bringing so much out of yourself in trying to help them. If you do that day in and day out and you don't give yourself any sorts of breaks, if that's kind of the entire lifestyle that you live and you don't balance that with your just everyday mundane life, the laundry, the grocery store, the lunch with a friend, you will get delusional, you know? You will lose your touch. So you've got to step back sometimes. The other thing that can be dangerous in terms of doing psychic readings for other people is, of course, a lot of the people that you read for are going to be individuals who are in crisis or who are very ill, or you know, experiencing something in their lives that is out of balance. And so you've got to be very careful when you tune into their energy not to take on their energy into your own personal aura or energy field. I've known many psychics who didn't pay enough attention to that, and so if a client came who had some sort of terrible emotional distress or grief or what have you, the psychic sometimes would take that into themselves, and it could begin creating havoc in the psychic's life as well. So you've got to stay very clear. When after you've finished reading for somebody else, you really need to cut that connection with that individual so that it no longer begins to feed into your auric field, which is where you're feeling the energy patterns and giving them the information and counseling from.
That's really good. That's a really good point. Because I think a lot of times, like you said, as a counselor, healer, you want to help so badly, but you have to remember, if you're not 100%, you can't be there for the other person or for yourself,
right,
for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about, I want to ask you about, there's a lot of, you know, definitions out there. What is a psychic? What is a clairvoyant? What can you kind of break that down a little bit, or just talk a little bit about the clairs, I guess, and what
sure.
that all means? Yeah.
So there's all kinds of different ways that you can receive the psychic information. The most popular, or I guess well-known term, would be clairvoyance, which means clear seeing. The clair before all of it means clear. It's French. So it's clairvoyant, which means clear seeing. So a lot of times, a clairvoyant will see the colors in a person's aura. They may see spirit guides and guardian angels that are connected with a person. They may have a vision of something having to do with the individual and the question that the individual is asking. But there's also clairsentience, and that is clear feeling. Some psychics get feelings in their body. Say that they're a medical intuitive, someone who helps people understand what's going on with them health-wise in a psychic sense. And so when they're working with the person, they may get a feeling of a pain or whatever in their knee or what have you, and they may ask the client, are you having some problems with your ACL or that sort of thing? So there's a feeling literally within the physical body. You can have claircognizance. Cognizance, of course, is knowing, you know, cognition.
Right.
So you may just quietly sit there for a moment while you allow the information to come to you in your head, as if you're talking to yourself in your head. Sometimes this claircognizance can also kind of, at least for me, it usually happens about 8 inches behind my right ear, and I'll hear whatever the answer is. So there's a lot of different ways that you can receive information. Some psychics kind of specialize in just one, and some psychics kind of employ all of the different clairs in the way that they get the information that they're receiving. You can also, of course, use tools such as tarot, pendulum, I Ching, runes, whatever. But even with those tools, you have to remember those are tools. You know,
right.
They're not telling you. You are, they're kind of like a springboard to get to the meat of the question. In my book, I don't talk at all really about tools, how to use a pendulum or how to read tarot or whatever, because what this book is about is trying to help people develop their psychic senses just in and of themselves, within themselves, so that they don't ever need a tool to consult to get the information that they're looking for.
Right.
Okay. I like that. Can you kind of touch on real quick, we got a few minutes before break, but can you kind of touch on what psychic dreaming is?
Well, that's something that I do a lot. It's one of, I guess, the most common ways that I get information. And I guess it falls into two categories. One, when you receive a dream that you didn't ask for. In other words, you dream something that then in the coming days or weeks or what have you, you find out in the news or whatever that this occurred. I just wrote about this on my blog about, I don't know how long ago it was, 10 years ago, I don't know how long ago it was. I had this dream, it was a lucid dream, where I found myself on a rural road I didn't know where I was, but it was a rural road and it was at night, and there was a bus that had crashed and turned over. So the lights were still on, but it was, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning, so it was quite dark, there were no streetlights or anything, and you could see bodies laying on the ground. You could see transparent figures moving throughout the space. And I realized that I was at the scene of a bus crash and that some of those transparent beings that were moving around were the spirits or the souls of the individuals whose bodies were lying on the ground. So those that I could, I helped them find their body again and see if we could get them back in their body. And those that it was apparent that body, that body was done.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You know, then I counseled them and said, you know, that's your body. Now you are in spirit form and it's time for you to move on and do what you need to do next. So I woke up from this dream and I'm just like, wow, that was intense, you know?
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And I got the newspaper and there had been a bus crash in rural Texas. And
wow.
There had been like 20 people who had died or whatever. And there was a picture of this bus, just as I had seen it in my dream, on its side. So that's when, you know, you're not asking for that. You need to be on that scene to do that work.
Right.
And then there's other times where as you're going to sleep, you ask yourself the question, whatever the question may be, whatever it is you're trying to figure out in your life. And so you go into sleep with intention of
right.
retrieving information from your subconscious mind to give you answers to that question. And it's just kind of like what I was talking about where I get in the car and I ask a question and then, you know, at some point along the drive you get the answer. Sometimes you will have a dream that directly addresses that question that you went to bed with. Sometimes you won't get that dream for a couple of nights as your subconscious works on it. And sometimes when you wake up the next day, you have some sort of experience that gives you the answer because you've
Karen,
primed your
real
subconscious
quick, I'm sorry.
Mind.
Oh,
sure.
Karen, real quick. Sorry, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about that when you come back.
All right.
You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Right. I would love you anyway. Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen sitting right across from me. And for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com. Now, we have some upcoming events that we'd like to share.
Yeah, so I have an upcoming Nuts and Bolts of Mediumship on Saturday, February 9th. It's at Isis Books at the 2775 South Broadway in Inglewood from 2 to 4:30. So if you want to register for that class, just reach out to me. You can either call me at 303-872-3719 or send me an email to Jennifer at jenniferkgarcia.com. And we also want to talk about December 11th Productions for all your short film, documentary, and video stock footage needs. And Sean, why don't you go ahead and December 11th Productions can be reached at 1211productions.com. Sorry about that.
That's www.1211productions.com.
What's all right. The tip of the week?
Okay, tip of the week is my favorite. This is my favorite part because I love giving advice. I got this from Facebook. I'm a big Zig Ziglar fan. He passed away recently. Rest in peace. He left a really great legacy for us to continue to learn from. But here's the tip of the week. It's important that we all remember that failure is not an event. That failure is an event, not a person. So I'm going to say that again. Remember that failure is an event, which means it happens once, but it's not a person. We all fail, and it's really important that you get up and try again.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Karen, before we took a break, we were talking about psychic dreaming. So can you just kind of finish your thought on that?
Oh, yeah, what I was just saying was in those times when you intentionally go into the sleep state with a question in mind that you're wanting to have your subconscious answer for you, if you don't have a dream directly that evening or in the next couple of nights about it, you can also sometimes receive the information through an omen, through a sudden knowing, through any of your psychic senses, because you've primed your subconscious mind to bring you that information.
Okay, Karen, I gotta share this, okay? Because we're talking about psychic dreaming. You hit on some really cool stuff. This happened to me as a kid, okay? And my brother, he's probably listening to this, or he may listen to this later on. But when he and I were little boys, I was in like third grade, fourth grade, something like that. He and I both had this same dream on the same night about the same thing. We were in front of our house at the time, Fitzpatrick Court in Detroit, Michigan. And we were throwing a ball back and forth to each other. He caught the ball and threw it back to me. I caught the ball, threw it back to him. He was like 3 or 4 years old, but we woke up the next morning, told our father we both had the same dream. We didn't know we had the same dream until my father pointed it out. Please share, because he and I are really close. We're about 4.5 years apart, but it's something I've never forgotten, and it's happened a couple more times since then.
Well, that is so cool. I mean, obviously, what was happening is you guys were psychically connected. I think there's also a really good chance that you were having an out-of-body experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That you were both playing on the astral realm with each other, not knowing. I mean, especially little kids leave their bodies a lot, you know, when they're sleeping. Leave that body to rest, and then they experience some other things and get some lessons that they need to have, but from another source. And so I personally think that it's a really good chance that you guys were both playing on the astral realm and just playing with some energy balls there. It sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think it happens a lot more. I think I think Jim will agree with me on this, but I think we all truly travel metaphysically when we go to sleep to give your body that rest, depending on the activities of what happens where you go. Because you can dream and wake up feeling like you've been up drinking all night when you know you hadn't. Or you can wake up feeling like incredibly resting. You've only been asleep for an hour or two, which is really, really crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I, just to get Shawn Michael into the mode of, you know, thinking about his dreams, I ask him every morning, what'd you dream about? And he'll, you know, sometimes it's the same things, or he'll say, oh, I dreamt about clementines or dinosaurs or whatever. But I want him to get thinking about, well, you know, tell me about your dreams. So I just think that's really important, because I've always been such a heavy dreamer, and I get a lot of information in my dreams, always have from the time I can remember being his same age. So it's really, really important to me.
And like I was saying earlier, that's how my family started me out too. Let's talk about our dreams. What happened last night? And Jen, I just want to share this with you, because I think it's really funny when you're talking about Shawn Michael and he might wake up and said he was dreaming about clementines. Well, I'm sitting here eating a clementine.
That is hilarious.
I mean, who doesn't love clementine?
Yeah, I'm actually eating one in my waking world.
Oh, that's so funny. One final question I think is a big question that I think I get a lot of times teaching, and I'm sure you get, Karen and Sean, is, you know, where do you start? What's the best place to just start to kind of tap into your psychic abilities?
Well, you know, there's a couple of places. We've been talking dreams, and that's one of the most accessible ways. You need to obviously keep a dream journal, you know, so that you begin to learn your own dream symbolic language. I mean, we can all go out and buy a dream dictionary, but those are only half right, because we all, from our own experiences, may have different emotional connotations to various symbols, like a dog or stars or what have you. So the dream dictionaries are not infallible. You have your own language. But that's a good place to start. The other thing is to intentionally be open that day or for an hour or whatever to the scene around you, the birds, you know, so that you're seeing omens and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That thing, it's really easy. You don't need a tool for this either. That business of asking yourself a question and then going about, you know, go do the dishes or whatever, and let that information come to you. That allows your inner voice to begin the dialogue with you and begin speaking to you again. When you were a little kid, when all of us were little kids, we always had this information right in front of us all the time. But as we grew up and got busier, and maybe our families or the people around us poo-pooed those ideas about being psychic, we shut it down. But that doesn't mean the voice is not ready and willing and able to speak to you again. I'm talking about the inner psychic voice.
Right, right.
The more you listen and the more you act upon the information that you're getting, the stronger that voice gets. It's like playing piano. The more you use it, the better you get. The clearer you get, the more skilled you get. It's all about using it as a tool in your life.
Wow, that is an awesome way to end the show. That is an awesome way to end the show. We've passed a lot of information. Karen, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you guys are so nice to have me on. I've really enjoyed myself.
And go out, everybody, and get that book, because it's a great resource and a great tool to help you just tap into the inner knowing that you already have inside of you, even if it's something you've long forgotten about.
What's the name of the book?
The Everyday Psychic.
By
the Everyday Psychic.
That's right. That's right. I was pointing at Jen, and I forget didn't hear me. Okay, so we want to thank Karen Harrison for being with us, being our guest again, and we want to thank all of you and for tuning in to the Shawn and Jen Show. We truly appreciate you tuning in to take time to listen to us. We'll be back next Tuesday at 6 p.m., 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a prosperous week, and we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.